Alright, well, welcome back to the Critical Mass Podcast. I'm Winston.
I'm Curtis.
And we're ready to close out the year with you for the last of the Doomsdays. The summer break turned into a little...
hiatus.
turned into a hiatus. Yeah, it was only supposed to be a break for the Delta V old-time radio shows.
Yeah, which I listen to.
And, you didn't have to work for him either. And, that turned out longer. But the positive thing is I had a good response to those, so I think they're going to come back.
Cool.
When we break after the world ends.
Yeah. After we take that hiatus. Gotta rebuild society a few times.
Right. We've got to rebuild society.
Our own image and way.
So, we're still prepping. We're still, waiting for the end of the world. This is the last year ever. The Mayans would not lie to us. They're not that kind of people.
No, no. They're truthful.
But, and today we are going to be prepping for the shopping apocalypse.
Black Friday.
And, just to kind of kick it off with, lighthearted stuff. And we'll have some of the cooler stuff later on. As we get in, or well, let's not say cooler because that's we're having fun with it. Let's say a little more serious, shall we?
Yeah. Even though this can be serious, I mean.
Tell you what, people have been killed at Black Friday, so yeah. Well, you know, this is not taken lightly.
I've been beat up by people ramming carts into me walking.
Ooh. But we kind of wanted to start off with the announcement that got us off the. You know, off of the, oh, I'm too tired, I'm working for a living, and,
people are like,
everybody's got one. Yeah, the, Doomsday Preppers Season 2 kicks off, God bless them.
November 13th.
November 13th, we are psyched, we are pumped, we, cannot wait. I didn't realize, but Season 1, is out on DVD. Apparently, yep. You can get it at Amazon and just about nowhere else right now.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch Season 1, if for some inexplicable reason you missed it, it's on Hulu, or it was earlier today.
It's on Hulu. National Geo's rerunning
right.
it. I got
right.
a whole marathon coming up.
So if you don't have the channel, you can still get it. You can
yeah.
still watch Season
Internet.
1.
Internet. Blessed.
It's... God bless the Internet, land that we love.
And all its electronic parts.
So we're really, really excited. I mean, and they're already populating the TV with these preppers who are very, very serious about what they're
yes.
doing.
Yes.
And, you know, once again, if you missed the first half of our stuff this year, it is not our purpose to belittle these people or to make fun of them. They are
yeah.
serious. They are cultivating practical survival skills for the most part.
For the doomsday they believe it will come.
You know, for the most part. And this is an effective way for them to cope with you know, what they believe is going to happen. That's great.
Yep.
But you know what? We're going to have some fun with it. Partly because we disagree. Partly because, I mean, some of the stuff they're doing is, whether you agree with them or not, is just...
Nuts. It is. Some
of it's nuts and some of it's just fun.
Some of them believe... Mm, no. Well, they believe
we'll,
whatever.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
And we'll address cool stuff as it pops up on the show. So, Season 2's is out. Season 1's out on DVD. Or Season 2's coming, Season 1's out on DVD,
mm-hmm.
and we are excited. So we have two things to address today, other than that...
Mm-hmm.
Probably the news that is on every fanboy's mouth this, you know, every fanboy's wig this week is Lucasfilm selling out to Disney. Now, back in 07, when Disney bought Marvel.
Yes.
I said at the time that it was one of the best things that could ever have happened to Marvel Comics. And, I really think
yep.
it has been. For one thing, we haven't seen another Archie versus the Punisher crossover.
Archie didn't win, right?
Yeah, Archie won.
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know none about that. No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Did he slit the Punisher's throat in any way, or how did he win?
No. Riverdale is... doesn't kill people, it converts them.
Oh God, no.
Oh yeah, Punisher. No. Oh yeah, it was good. No. It was fun.
Jeez.
But it's, you know, regardless of that, it's been really good for Marvel, from my perspective. They've influenced, you know, they've pushed out, a line of all ages Marvel comics. Stuff that, I can give my kids to read.
Yep.
Without just being absolutely horrified at, what's going on. And not just the, you know, the typical stuff, the language and the violence and the, I mean, the content of Marvel Comics there for a while was just... anyway.
But
that's
neither here nor there.
That's not... Disney was good for Marvel. I think they're going to remain good for Marvel.
Yeah.
And that's great. But we're talking about Lucasfilm. Now, Disney has had the Star Wars Lucasfilm license since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've done the swag, they've done the rides, they've done all the promos, all the stuff. I mean, there are Star Wars rides, there's an Indiana Jones stunt show.
Yeah.
Which I got to be a part of at our last, when we went for,
Were you the guy that they left behind?
Yeah, right.
Or were you the one that got the darts?
I got to be an extra and part of the crowd and run around and you know, fall down. It was fun.
Not the Nazi in the propeller ride.
No. They didn't let us extras do any of the cool stunts. But, yeah. Anyway.
Neat.
But, so this thing is just kind of a formalization of Disney's ability to, let's say, make more movies.
True, yeah. Now they own it.
And yeah, they own it.
Was it finalized? I mean, all I heard was announced.
Oh, so. No. $4.2 billion. Done deal. Half in cash and half in stock. Yeah.
Jesus.
And it's not just the Star Wars franchise that
everything.
They bought. They bought everything. They bought Lucas. Lock, stock, and barrel. Skywalker Sound, Industrial Light and Magic.
Industrial Light too?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Everything.
Damn. So he might not even gonna be doing that studio then I was talking
See,
about.
I don't know.
Because that was just the news at that time he announced, so maybe he changed his mind.
No, it's not just his Star Wars and Indiana Jones franchises.
Willow.
It was everything. You know, which is why you kind of looked at me funny when I said that $4.2 billion was a little low.
Well.
Because.
I know, but yeah, I just can't. I mean, maybe he's just like, I want out.
Yeah, well, that's.
I want a little blow money.
A little walking around money.
Yeah.
Yeah, cocaine gets expensive these days.
Yeah.
But,
I'm going to buy a town. And I'm going to bulldoze it.
He wants to do a Raymond Burr and buy an island.
Fine. We're close to vote.
But yeah, the obvious thing is.
Is he out or is he going to be a CEO?
No, he's
gone. He's
out.
Away.
He is out. Handed the reins, Lynn Kennedy, to be the head of the IP.
Okay.
And she works for Disney. Kathleen Kennedy has a great track record. I have high hopes for the franchise under her direction.
Cool.
But yeah, Lucas he's done.
Then
he is gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, the obvious reason, question is why.
Tired of the damn fans.
That's what I eventually came up with. I mean, it's not like...
Well, it doesn't make sense. After all these years, I mean, he felt like after the movies and he
after
got all the flack.
After all of that flack that he caught over episodes 1, 2, and 3 and the Clone Wars cartoon.
The cartoon, yeah. But
have you watched the cartoon?
Off and on, and only a little, because at some point I'm just like,
No, the good Star Wars stuff is the stuff that he has handed over to third-party producers. Like when he handed over the Clone Wars license to Jim D. Tartakovsky, and they did the 5-minute shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Those were freaking cool.
Yeah, those
cool.
Are cool. Yeah.
He handed the comic license over to Dark Horse.
Yeah.
And said, do as you wish.
Yeah.
And they have done. They have done.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty,
but I've looked
pretty
at
good
my
stuff.
Life.
But yeah, I mean, everything that Lucas himself has touched has just...
It was his vision. I mean, I understand where he went with it.
I understand his
doing,
position.
But I think he got a little.
It's his. He wants to do. He wants to do. It's not just even the computer stuff. At the end of the day, the enhancements that he did to the first three movies, to episodes 4, 5, and 6, and all of the CGI that was in episodes
1, 2, and 3,
I can take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I mean, he caught a lot of flack over, oh, the aliens don't look real. You know, the scenery doesn't look, doesn't do this, doesn't do that.
Yeah, but,
whatever.
Leave it at that.
You know, at the end of the day, I can take it or leave it. What I want is story and characters that I can invest in. And when he revamped episode 4, they took that away. And when he revamped episode 6, they took that away. And just made some really bad artistic choices. Have you heard anybody that says that these changes have improved the story? Because
no, unless they're like this little 6 years old.
And don't know any better, right?
Those who grew up living it, watched it, think otherwise.
There are essential changes to the story, and Lucas just, this was said to him at the beginning of this thing.
Yeah.
After THX 1138 and American Graffiti, he was told, look, direct your movie, produce your movie, get somebody else to write the script.
Yeah.
And he did Star Wars all on his own and said, look, hey, I can do it. I can do it all by myself. And then he didn't try.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean,
he proved himself
and gave Empire and Jedi over to Lawrence Kasdan.
And he just rode his back to make sure it was the way he wanted it.
I think it might have been Kathleen Kennedy. I think that might have been where she came in.
No,
I'm going to lose geek cred for not knowing that. But
I don't even know, and I don't care.
But yeah, he didn't write or direct Empire or Jedi. You know, and I don't think anybody argues that Empire is probably the strongest of the of the films.
Yeah, because the Ewoks in the third one kind of took the place. So
yeah, and again, that was Lucas's direct involvement.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you know, I can't imagine anybody defending the artistic story and character choices that were made in episodes 1, 2, and 3.
What was it when we first finally went to the theater and also the first one, we walked out like, well, nice movie, but...
It was Star Wars, and it was big, and it was flashy, and it looked cool, but...
Felt like a TV episode.
The real longevity from the original trilogy came from the fact that you could watch them over and over and over. And we did watch
still
them
do.
Over and over, and we still do. Watch them over and over.
Three DVD sets I found.
But anyway, so and here we are bashing on Lucas.
Yeah,
We really think that this is why he got out.
I don't own all the Indiana Jones except that skull one yet.
Yeah, I don't have any intention of buying the.
I might.
King
I've been
of
watching
Crystal
it
skull.
So many times on the FX and stuff. So
it'll hit $5 rack, and
it's all I'm waiting for.
Yeah, that'll probably be when I pick it up.
Yeah.
More like, and you know, then only because Petra liked it. I didn't really care for it. I didn't think it was.
It didn't fall in the same line.
It didn't. I mean, it lacked something, and maybe that's just
old envy is what it was.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
all.
That's
we
just
went
Harrison
young
Ford
being
old.
A badass.
But I don't know. And Shia LaBeouf caught a lot of grief for. For his stuff, but,
yeah, but
you know these young actors doing this stuff. I mean, I guess I
don't know. We're old school.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
We're the old man.
You're 40 now. Isaiah says you're old, so
yeah,
you're officially
That's
old.
Fine.
I've got another 5 years before I'm old.
Yeah. yeah.
But so yeah, I mean, and this kind of goes with. We think he was just tired of being bashed, and he got out.
That's why
because it wasn't the money. He had and still has
money.
Cash rolling in, not just from the IP, but from the patents. He's making more money off of those patents than he ever made off of the Star Wars franchise. Every time you see something that says THX,
that's him.
That's Lucas. Every time you see Industrial Light and Magic or Skywalker Sound in a movie credits, that's his company.
Yep.
And even if they didn't hire them to do it, I guarantee you there's not a movie-making company today that isn't using patents that Lucas developed back when he was taking all this time off.
Well, on one of the, like, business channel, one where they do, you know, the factories and stuff.
Yeah.
One they did was Lucas Light and Magic or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. They showed everything. And, yeah,
it's groundbreaking stuff. Man's, you know, I don't want to say the man's a genius because he's... He's like a Steve Jobs of the movies.
He had the vision.
He had the
vision. And the ability to get the people together and get it done.
Right.
And then he just went with it.
There you go. That's
and
it.
And that takes
that's it.
Something. And that's, he that's had it.
He had it. And you know what? If he'd have stuck to that, who knows? We could be watching movies in 4D with a...
I smell a dead body. No!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, yeah.
But, so the next question leads into, where is Disney going with it? I thought it was very telling that the first thing they did was...
Announce more movies.
Episode 7.
Yeah.
And we are leaving the Clone Wars behind. We are leaving behind all of the stuff that the fans pretty much so universally hate.
True. Clean slate it.
Clean slate it. Jump forward into the future. Now, the big debate, and what I want us to talk about a bit is... Where are they going? What are they going to do? Are they going to bring forward any of the, approved Lucasfilm canon, that is the novels and the comics from the New Jedi Order?
That's the biggest question, because they can do anything they want. I mean, if it was me and I was Disney, I'd jump ahead to start a new story.
You almost have to.
Just to cut the ties there. Maybe have something from the old still there. Maybe a really old Han telling a story. You know, something.
Something.
But
some kind
not
of
them
type.
As being part of it. Because, you know, with them being there in the main story, it'd bring it down some. Because, you know, it's the old still. It'd be like a Star Trek.
Yeah. See? Yeah. I can see that. But, yeah. So. I mean, they've got to jump far enough ahead to start new. They really, I mean, there's lots of good reasons for cutting ties with the Skywalker story. You know, the Vader and Luke
it's
story.
Done.
Lots of good reasons
I mean,
for cutting that.
It's done. It's in all those darn books. I mean, it's beat to death like a horse, man.
Yeah.
They can
and,
start something cool.
You know, I predict that if they tried to pick up with the existing canon with Han and Leia's kids, that there would be a similar outcry to what we have now with the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Because the whole New Jedi Order thing, where they're taken over, and you know, one of them died, and one of them went to the dark side, and
no,
they all died,
or,
and they all came back. I don't know.
You have to get Drew on this.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, so I predict that we are going to see an entirely new cast of characters, and it's going to be beyond. They're just going to pick up after. Everything.
No, they definitely
begun.
Said it's going to be after everything, or
it's
later.
It's episode 7.
Well, yeah, but no, oh, that's true.
It's supposed to be chronologically afterwards. So
I would love to see him jump before, way before.
Ooh,
you know,
now, you know, I don't write that off.
They could do that
the really
movies.
Old Republic, yeah.
Yeah, the rise of the Republic, all the Sith War, whatever it was.
Lots of good novels and stuff about that era, too.
Same.
But it's huge, and it's wide, and it's open. There's a lot of space back there to play with. Now, I kind of predict that when Episode 7 hits, what we are going to see is one of two things. We are either going to have the New Republic having been conquered by an alien race, and we're back as...
Rebels.
We're back to Rebels, right?
That would be nice.
Because that's very fertile story.
And the new generation now, it's old boys, you know, we know the story, but the new ones be like, oh, that's how it was really when it came out. It's so awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're like, yeah, that's cool.
Circular storytelling.
They
and
want us
it,
to drag the kids to...
It worked.
Yeah.
You know, either that or we're going to jump
invasion
into...
Invasion going on.
Exactly.
That'd be cool.
We're going to jump into a Republic under siege. I don't favor that approach just because it's too similar to
a war movie.
The Clone Wars.
Well, it's a war movie, really, in the end.
That's okay.
Well, you know, for war, but it was not taking up all the time. You know, it was the minor stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff going on with the characters, but not them in the front lines.
Right. It was.
That's what I'm
French
talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Not a war, not being a war movie, because you know, a war movie there'd be front lines like Battle Hawk all the time.
Right.
You know,
right.
That kind of.
And that's that's hard to sustain.
Yeah, because, you know, Tour of Duty, all them TV shows.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're expecting.
Seeing the ships. Oh, I mean.
We have the entire might of Disney's design studio behind this.
I gotta apply for a job.
The guys at Pixar are chomping at the bit
to get
to it. So, I mean, oh my gosh. I really don't think that anything bad can come of
the story.
Disney Star
Wars. Out of it, but they have enough people that
tell them.
Disney
has a history of being, you know, reverential towards their stories.
Yeah.
Towards their generational stories especially. So that's why I think that's another strong reason for jumping forward and leaving all of this other junk behind them.
Yeah.
You look like you had an epiphany there. Share.
The first thing they release is the original in its true form in DVD.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, because I
beyond hope.
Yeah.
You know, in high definition.
Clean, untouched.
Untouched. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I just thought of.
And you know
what?
I don't even care for the enhancements. Looking at the TIE fighter soaring through space and seeing the black box.
Yeah. I can live with that.
It's okay.
All this time. Yeah.
It is an artifact of that era of filmmaking, and we're okay with it.
It's the patina.
You're right.
It is.
You're right.
We grew up in that. We watched it every darn day.
It's the patina.
And that's what we know. It's the original.
Yeah.
This is what we did, how they did it back then, kids. Not with a computer.
Yeah.
They built that. Can you?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
Exactly. And that's something else that I see us going to. Disney doesn't have a history of going on with the CGI stuff.
No.
They'll
do it where they can.
The endeavors that they have been just huge flops.
Oh, yeah.
Tron Legacy is a good example.
Was it a flop? I never tracked it on the money on what it did.
No, Legacy didn't do well at all. It didn't do nearly the kind of money that
they
wanted. And they didn't get any kind of positive reaction from the fans.
That's why the DVDs are still out.
Yeah, that's why it
make the
hit
buck.
The $10 racks so quickly.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Avengers franchise, I think, has
awesome.
Taught Disney a lot about
that's who they
how
need.
To handle.
Joss Whedon, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
He's a fan. He can do it.
The ensemble cast.
Mm-hmm.
But the Avengers movies, Iron Man on up, the Avengers franchise, has taught Disney a lot about how to handle movies for boys.
Yes. Then,
because if you think about it, we had, I mean, you don't have a lot of guy movies coming out of the Disney studio.
No.
I mean, you got The Incredibles. You got...
really count as a...
The Incredibles? Is Disney Pixar.
Yeah, but does it count as a man guy movie?
Oh. He hides behind the bones of another dead super... There's some pretty heavy stuff going on in that film.
God.
All right.
Yeah.
We had Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And those were pretty heavy CGI, but those were outsourced to Bruckheimer.
True.
When Disney tried to do it on their own with Three Musketeers,
but I don't know. I liked it. The Three Musketeers, I think Mila Jovovich was a little bit right on some of that.
Yeah, they didn't promote
because,
it.
Because, I mean, yeah, they had, what was the other movie came out right near it? Because that was the main thing.
Oh, gosh.
It was bigger. Was it? No, it wasn't a Pirates.
No, it wasn't one of the Pirates movies. It was
because
Disney was trying to relaunch. You know, they were trying to turn Three Musketeers into another Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, another franchise.
And there was something else that, you're right, I don't remember.
There was another movie came out, and they cut down on the amount you kept seeing the Three Musketeers, mm-hmm. and I think that's what did it.
Yeah, they under-advertised it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing they did to John Carter.
Awesome.
Which was freaking awesome film.
Yeah.
On pretty much every level.
Definitely.
And, you know.
Should have had toys.
They should have had toys.
They had toys. They would have had it. Hook, line, and sinker. Problem was, this generation doesn't know John Carter.
I know. No.
And that's just, you know, it's us old schoolers, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, but
and
you know what? This generation knows toys.
Yeah.
So, all right, so if they had the toys.
The cool ships. Oh, one good ship. Awesome.
It would have been, I think, you know, I think a toy franchise alone would have made their monetary difference.
Yeah, because I would have got it, because it was just worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, damn.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I know, because that was the first thing I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you know what Disney has done? They have done right by Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
Just across
100%. The board. Yeah, the new Hulk, that was the only doubt when the Avengers, and it was just...
So, anyway, it's time to transform on... To move on to the next subject, the bottom line is we are going to keep an eye on the Disney Lucasfilm thing, and we have high hopes.
Definitely.
So, we are prepping.
Shopping apocalypse.
Black Friday.
November. Dang.
All right. So, for those of you who don't know, both of you, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, and this is so-called Black Friday because this is the day that department stores go from being in the red to being in the black.
If they don't, the only listeners live in Thailand or something under a damn rock. And this will be my fifth tour.
Now, I haven't had to do a tour of duty like you have.
I don't have to, I think, but I don't think I can get away with it. Be like, you know, going AWOL.
Going AWOL. Yeah.
They already said they'd hunt me down.
What makes Black Friday so scary is that... you know, some stores go whole hog and do these insane sales.
Yes.
And we see a lot of sales that are good but not great.
Yeah, it's just those ones that are, they get them in there.
Everybody turns out for them, and it turns into an event that starts.
Oh, you know, God.
I think they're starting at 12:01 this year.
Yeah.
Walmart is opening.
They'll be open. It's just they will not be letting you get anything. It depends on the stores.
Yeah, it depends on the store.
Yeah, but if you're into it and you do that, you will be there at least 6 hours before that time.
Yeah.
Some earlier.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing people talk about. You know, I bought this 50-inch television screen for $1.
$15.
Yeah, exactly. This is where the stuff happens.
Yeah.
And my sister's all up in it. And my brother's all about it.
Oh, no.
And
I haven't bought myself anything in 5 years.
It's not worth it to me.
Yeah, I ain't really. I just do it because they will kill me if I don't.
Yeah, well, you have a little different situation.
I'm outnumbered and outgunned. I don't sleep. That's it.
I take the other road. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll babysit.
Damn, you got out. Oh, I ain't, because the kids are old enough, they go. So she has helpers. I go it alone.
Yeah, so you're the one that has, I mean, I've done the Black Friday thing like once.
No.
And fighting the crowds to pick up a $2 copy of Hellboy 2. I'm like, you know what?
That's all you got?
It's all that was left.
Yeah, that's true, too. Because there's the group that goes and grabs just a handful and puts it in the basket and go.
Yeah. I'll pay the extra $23.
Well, just think, how many hours you sat there?
There you go. How many hours does it take you to save $20? How much work could I be doing in that time?
On average, 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to get there 6 hours
billing
before.
Billing at your normal rate.
That'd be $300 right there for that. They won't pay it either. They should. Jeez.
So you're the one that's got all the good horror stories from this.
Horror shirt. Okay.
From Target. The lady tried to kill you at Target.
Oh, let's see. That was 2 years ago.
Yes.
I did the Target tour. Stood outside the doors. Around the corner. 100 feet or more for a little over 5 hours because I wasn't smart then. I still hadn't learned to bring my own yard chair. I've learned. Or in a thicker jacket. But I did have some ladies snuggle to me. That's good because they were freezing.
Well, there you go. Take whatever snuggling you can get us.
Then my sister shows up. So I'm basically line reserver for whoever it is as well. They give me the list and I go. One of their other things fell through and they come. So he's in the store getting big screen TVs and other stuff while I was standing in an aisle, not one of the main aisles, one of the side aisles where the, you know, shelves are. And this lady kept hitting me with the cart because I wasn't moving. But I couldn't move because the other cross lane was backed up with traffic.
Mm.
And I just turned around, looked at her. I go, really? And she just kept moving. I go, I can't. You gonna move me? Let's try. Go.
Yeah, there you go.
She calmed down afterwards, but geez, yeah, she just hit me blatantly. Wham! Didn't try to say, could you move first? She hit me. And Payne was standing on the lane stuck. She's like, what's going on? I'm getting hit by a cart.
Well, you know, you do kind of look like you can take it.
Oh, I can. Oh, yeah, but she don't want me to give back.
No, no.
I could have pushed, and her and the cart would have gone.
That's assault, all right? Little old ladies can get away with this stuff. Big, scary guys can't do it.
Yeah, especially on Black Friday. You're at fault.
Oh.
Hmm?
The traffic alone is...
Oh, God. Oof. Pam, everybody complains about why I park in the back where I'm nearing exit. Because no one wants to walk to their cars. I will walk so I can get out.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I'm done, I'm out.
Yeah.
I have an evac plan. And no one believes that I've got a plan. I'm in. I'm getting stuff. I'm out.
Mm.
I mean, last year was Toys R Us. And I sat in that line for 5 hours minimum. I think it was 6. Because I was going to go an hour later. But I thought, I better go now. And I was right.
Yeah.
Because it wrapped around the store. All three sides. Well, four sides. All around the parking lot, all the way back around to the, which used to be that restaurant right there, or the bookstore.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It wrapped around their parking lot all the way back around there. And people were getting lined up, and they were only letting in 20 people or so at a time.
And you know what? This year it's going to be worse because Nintendo is releasing the Wii U.
I know, I hate them. But they'll be giving out ticket items. Toys R Us has learned to give out ticket items. You got a ticket, you can buy it. But you lose that ticket.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done. You might as well walk away because they will not give it to you no matter how long. Even if they got an extra one, they know the ticket's gone. They cannot.
Nope.
They will not.
Nope. Won't do it.
But yeah.
Oh, what was it? 3 years ago, you caught that bad cold.
Yes.
And you're not susceptible to mortal infirmary.
That was Best Buy tour.
Yeah.
That's
been
the 2 years at Best Buy. Yes.
Yeah. And you're not susceptible to the same failings as regular mortals.
This had to have been one
wicked bug.
Yeah, when I get sick, I get sick. And I just, but I don't think I'll get sick this year. I'm on so many vitamins now that just, it can't kill me.
And you're eating right.
God.
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, I miss bread. I miss bread.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you make gravy without flour?
I don't know. Rice flour?
I guess you'd have to.
Yeah. I ain't tried that yet, but I will because I have to.
You can do something. Maybe you could just use rice. Just let it soak until it turns into...
I don't know. I'll look into it. It's one of those things I get to it because I got to cook. And I'm like...
Yeah, well, you know what? It's I've enjoyed the challenge learning to cook for to cook for the gluten-free crowd. tell you what, I'm keeping that scalloped ham and potatoes recipe we did tonight.
That's nice.
A little less on the heavy cream next time. But
yeah, it's still nap time.
That was good. But, all right, so prepping for the shopping apocalypse, if you are going out on Black Friday,
yes.
Our three, you know, how do we apply our three things to the shopping apocalypse?
Oh.
Do we bug out, all right, and how I planned, I'm going to skip the bug. I'm just going to dig in.
Yeah, you're digging into the house, but you're having
bug out. If you're prepping for the shopping apocalypse, bug out. Get there earlier.
Yes.
You know, get there 2-3 days beforehand.
No. No one's done that except the Best Buy.
Best Buy.
That's where I've seen tents for once. But it's Best Buy. And when they have is yeah. I've only made it once. Last time I didn't get to the items, so I was like, ugh.
No. Bug out, get there early.
Get there early.
You know, like you said, 5-6 hours ahead of time.
Find you a parking spot near the exit. Yeah. Man up, whatever.
Walk
in, because you park near the front, there'll be too many crowds. You cannot get out because everybody's getting in and out of the store.
Yep.
That's rule number one.
So, yeah, bug out goes both ways. Get there early and be prepared to flee quickly.
Yes, because you get your stuff, be on the farthest side of the parking lot, because you get into the exit, you're, mm-hmm. out. You're up near the store, you're going to be boxed in.
And it's probably worth saying, back up, take a minute, get the ads the day before, and do your homework.
Well, that's only when they put them out, or they put them out on the internet.
Right.
Because you get them on Thanksgiving, after the right. holiday nap, get them and do your battle plans.
Yeah, formulate your battle plans. So you've bugged out, dig in, dress warmly.
Yeah, bring a jacket. It'll be cold if you're going to be there for hours.
Bring two jackets.
Yeah, whatever you
need. Bring a chair.
So yeah, bring a chair. I will 100% guarantee bring a chair because it's not fun standing or squatting or just sitting on the cold. Just bring a chair. And if you're worried about it, just buy cheapy. The dollar store can be expendable.
Yeah, there you go.
Because
avoid things to avoid is a thermos of coffee or chicken soup. Or any of those things.
Having
if you
to
have
go to...
to
the restroom. Yes.
Yes.
That is the biggest endurance feat of my year.
So avoid those comfort items in favor of a thing of water that you can sip from.
Yeah. Or
and, you know, something that's going to stop you up good, like one of those protein energy bars.
MRE.
MRE. Just don't chew the gum.
If you have it, go buddy. Two of you. That way you can switch off to go to the bathroom.
Off. Okay.
Because that's what a lot of them do. They go in their little packs, but I'm apparently the solo.
Dig in. Be prepared to...
Yeah, just...
Yep.
Because that's what I see with these people that are there the night before. Like, you know, 2 years ago when I was doing the Target one first.
Yeah.
I went by after Thanksgiving at my dad's just to see. And there was people already in the line. Ooh. That was at midnight.
Yikes.
Thanksgiving. So I knew I had to get her. So I went home, took a shower, rested for 2 hours.
Oh, no.
And I got everything, but I didn't bring a chair. So that's my learning experience for that. But, yeah, I held out.
All right. And then, of course, fight back.
Oh, you may have to. It depends on the deal and who it is. Because my brother and a friend of his up in Jasper last year they were in line at Walmart for video games. And when one person went for the pile, they all started. Well, there was a woman in front of them that fell, and people were trampling her.
Ooh.
So instead of getting the game, they picked her up and got her out of there.
Ooh.
They didn't get their games, so they were walking around the store going, what are we going to get now? One of the people who worked there saw this, grabbed some games, and gave it to them, saying, here's what you did.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So they were shocked about that. But, yeah, they decided to help a woman from getting trampled.
Well, yeah, you know, we're making fun of it, but it's no joke.
No,
people die on Black Friday.
And some people are just fudging nuts.
Because
it's wrapped in shrink wrap. All of a sudden, some guy who's brought his pocket knife goes, whoo, but he starts a wildfire because he gets it. They don't care half the time you get it off pat because they know the item rings up. It will not go on sale until at that time.
Yeah.
So you're stuck in the store until then.
Yeah.
So, you know. So but,
And you remember, you know, it's not worth your life.
No. No, I mean, no matter how good the game is, it'll be there. It'll get cheaper. You don't have to have it right now.
All things come to those who wait.
Yes. But
stores
are adapting, but Target locks you outside.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. I think Target's the worst. Walmart lets you in, you can camp.
Yeah, Best Buy was doing the lottery thing past
God.
Couple years.
Yeah, that's after I had to stop. I didn't have to go anymore, thank God. Because I hated Best Buy, because it was just, those are the campers.
Yeah.
They're the tent boys, and then I'm like, oh my God. But they do it in squads so they can run off and do whatever. So it's a fun thing for them.
Right.
For me, it's work.
Now, what I want to see is a bunch of Occupy protesters show up at one of these.
I will, just for principle.
Show up on one of these Black Friday campouts.
Oh, God.
Well, maybe I'm the only one who would think that's funny.
I would while I burnt their tents. So, you think you're warm now?
Filthy hippies.
Yeah.
That's kind of, and my plan is to skip the bug out and just dig in.
And babysit the children.
And babysit the children, yep.
Which means you just
my brother
in the
can
back
go
room.
Shopping. He can take his wife. I will sit on their young kids. I and mine are going to stay here safely in the suburbs, away from the shopping centers, and watch the Macy's. No, that's Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah,
Black Friday is, I don't know.
the pleasure of not being outside. Not being crazy. How about that?
So we're back in the swing of things. You'll get another podcast next week, which we will probably, we haven't really talked about this. What do you want to prep for next week?
No.
Anything in particular? You know what? I'm feeling the rise of the machines.
Okay.
Because
machines take over.
Yeah, yeah, machines take over.
When your iPod wants to kill you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's happening already. So we're going to prep for the rise of the machines next week. And I'm going to start, calling around and lining up guest speakers, whoever's still speaking to me.
Oh yeah.
And see who's crazy enough to join us on the show. Meantime, for the shopping apocalypse, Black Friday's coming. We'll be prepped. The question is,
will you?